This is the Taxpayers Federation podcast, where we are fighting for lower taxes, less waste, and more accountable government. I'm Chris Sims. I'm the Alberta Director for the CTF. I'm joined by two of my good friends and colleagues, Franco Terrazano. He's the Federal Director. And in the other office right next door to him, he can probably hear him, is Ryan Thorpe, our investigative journalist. Fresh off of our tag team fight in the committee, Ryan, nice to see you. Gentlemen, you guys dug up another good one. So just so people know how this thing works, we've got directors across the country, but we've also got this headquarters in Mordor in Ottawa. And Franco and Ryan are like the Hardy Boys that are working this stuff out in Ottawa. And they dig up government waste all the time. So the latest one that you guys have is what? There's another trip that Trudeau took around the world and it cost taxpayers money. What are my details and how much did it cost me?
So all told, this trip cost taxpayers nearly $1 million. But what I think is most interesting about this is the food bill alone. So just to set the stage here, Trudeau back in June went to Italy and Switzerland. It was a 4-day trip. And during those 4 days, they somehow racked up a $71,000 food bill. And that includes about $43,000 just on airplane food alone. And so we did some number crunching here. It was about $145 a meal or $1,700 per person on this trip over 4 days. For the sake of comparison, the average Canadian family spends about $1,400 on groceries over an entire month. And per person, they racked up $1,700 in spending on food in 4 days. All told, $918,000 for the total bill on this trip. But the details on this one are really incredible. And we can get into those as well.
Yeah, that is a crazy price tag. Like, was this lobster delivered by supermodels that were
hired
by the hour, Franco?
wait till Ryan gets in the details. But let me just chime in here for a quick sec. Like, the per person food bill for Trudeau and his like 40 person entourage on this trip was more than what the average Canadian family spends on groceries in a month. 4 days. 4 days, about $70,000 on food. Now, look, like if you break it down per meal, just assume they're having, you know, 3 meals a day. Well, it would have been cheaper for each member of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's delegation to just go to the keg, order up a prime rib steak, a Caesar salad, baked garlic shrimp, and a bottle of Pinot Noir for every meal. And it would have been cheaper.
Yeah. So Chris, you can go ahead.
Did they hand out free gout tests when they got off of the plane? That's a lot of shellfish, man.
The details on this really are crazy, and the receipts were actually quite fun to go through. So before takeoff, they swung by a grocery store. They picked up more than $800 worth of junk food. So they were buying Red Bull, Pop, Kit Kats, Twix, Reese's Pieces, Swedish Berries, Fuzzy Peaches. Then they swung by a record store and spent a little over $100 on DVDs. They picked up the first season of Wednesday, which is a TV show based on the Addams Family, a superhero movie called Madame Web, which was like one of the most panned movies of the past year, I think. Chronicle, which is like a sci-fi thriller. And then Witness, which is a 1995 action flick starring Harrison Ford. So I guess they queued up the DVD player on this flight.
Madame Web. Wait a second. Hold on a second. Madame Web. Sydney Sweeney, big fan, but like the fact that you're billing taxpayers for DVDs on a flight, like, look, I like Sydney Sweeney as much as the next guy, but I don't know, maybe on your next trip, Mr. Trudeau, like, how about you just download a movie on Netflix or, I don't know, do some work on the plane instead of billing taxpayers for DVDs? Like, that's nuts.
Yeah, so folks know, even I, as a Gen Xer, know that you can download stuff while you've got Wi-Fi onto your device to watch it later. I am happy that they've got Witness. At least there's an adult in the room. There's one there that wants to watch a semi-serious movie. Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, the details of what they were serving on board, I mean, we've seen some of this stuff in the past, but it just continues to amaze me. So the meals. Veal piccata Milanese with potato, buttered green peas, and broccoli. Lamb ribs with whole grain mustard sauce, rice pilaf, and sautéed spinach. Grilled chicken with lemon caper sauce, mashed potatoes, glazed carrots. Beef stroganoff with buttered noodles and snow peas. For dessert, they had raspberry cheesecake coulis, chocolate pistachio cake, and Swiss chocolate cake. Because apparently, I guess all of the candy bars that they bought before takeoff wasn't enough for their sweet tooths. And then to wash all of this down, not one, not two, not three, but four wines being served. A 2021 Chardonnay, a 2015 Riesling, a 2018 Baco Noir, and a 2021 Merlot.
This makes me so mad. And just to be clear for folks, we get a lot of comments in the YouTube channel. So thank you for those. Almost all of them positive. But some of the folks actually say things like, how can you laugh at this? It's really enraging. We're mad too. Trust us. Okay. But unless we laugh, we will cry. Also, it's super important to laugh at these people because they hate it. They think they're super darn important, as you can tell with their, you know, dried crackers and pretzels that they're feeding themselves on this airline at your cost. So we have to poke fun at them and laugh at them. But this is infuriating because this is the same prime minister, I will continue to point out, that jetted down to Brazil a couple of weeks ago and said with a straight face that we should be prioritizing paying his carbon tax over feeding our kids or making rent, when he clearly knows nothing of either of those two things, nothing. And this is just evidence, again, with the contempt for the taxpayer that his entourage has eating like this when they're flying overseas.
Well, hey, on that note, Ryan, in your little notebook, scribble down, file the A tips on that Trudeau trip. And Chris, you know, I'm glad you brought up, right, like the fact that Trudeau went on another trip, because another big problem here is that this isn't the first time that Trudeau or another politician or another bureaucrat within his government has flown or has, you know, went overseas and has spent a huge, insane amount of taxpayer dollars. Like, you'll might remember the 6-day Indo-Pacific trip that Trudeau took and his entourage back in September 2023. Well, they spent $220,000 on airplane food, right? The total trip was almost $2 million. Or how about the now infamous Governor General trip to the Middle East, right? To Dubai, airplane food there, $100,000. The total cost of the trip, more than $1 million. Or how about the Governor General's trip to Iceland? Remember where the Governor General spent $70,000 on limos in Iceland when the hotel was like a 10-minute walk away from the main conference center? Or how about this one, right? When Trudeau spent $61,000 on hotel rooms in Manhattan during a 2-day anti-poverty summit. Yeah, nothing screams tackling poverty like forcing taxpayers to pay tens of thousands of dollars on hotel rooms in a fancy Manhattan hotel. Or how about the king of all wasteful spending when it comes to luxury hotels, when Trudeau billed taxpayers $6,000 a night on a luxury hotel suite during the Queen's funeral in London, England? Like, so it's not like this is the first time the government has blown a ton of money on lavish spending on the taxpayer dime. It's time after time after time after time.
Yeah, it's enough to make Marie Antoinette blush. Sorry to put you on the spot, but do we remember which one it was where the bureaucrats were at committee and they said that they didn't know what the food was, and they actually tried to claim that it was, you know, normal airplane food. So just to be clear for people who haven't been on a plane for a little while, normal airplane food is like a dry chicken wrap if you're lucky, and at otherwise it's like pretzels, like six.
Not beef Wellington is what you're saying.
Sure isn't. Or
not
beef Wellington. One we had to look up the beef carpaccio. I didn't even know what that was last time.
Yeah. So okay. So I'm glad you brought that up, right? Yeah. Because this was following the Governor General's now infamous trip to the Middle East, right? Where it was the $100,000 airplane tab, Air Force beef Wellington. The beef Wellington was served on the flight. So essentially what happened is you had these government bureaucrats at committee saying, oh, like we had normal food, we had eggs, we had omelets. And then the bureaucrats told the committee, told our politicians, our elected representatives, that they don't know exactly what they had because they didn't have the receipts. Well, only one problem. We were watching committee. We got the receipts through an access to information request. And I remember we gave it to the National Post and it was like a front page story. And it went to like subsequent parliamentary committee meetings. And at one of the other committee meetings, the government bureaucrat, one of the top government bureaucrats, said, you know what? Yeah, we haven't done our best. We will do better and try to save taxpayers' money in the future. Well, now, you know, we're sitting here at the end of 2024. And guess what? They're still wasting our money when they go overseas to these conferences. So they said they would cut cut costs down. But look, we're spending almost $1 million in total for this latest Trudeau trip to Europe in June of 2024. And like they spent 71 grand on food.
Yeah, where's the doing better? Where's the doing better? Ryan, are you seeing any difference in these FOIs that you're getting back? Like you very studiously file them every time these guys go on a big round trip. Are you seeing a reduction of like, oh, you know, maybe we'll just, you know, pack a ham sandwich this time?
No, there hasn't been much of a change. And one thing that's worth pointing out is when they promised to do better, they said that they were going to stop giving choices for meals to try and cut down on costs. Well, on this latest trip, again, there's choices for meals. So they're not following through with what they said they were going to do, and they're not implementing changes to better protect Canadian taxpayers and our money.
This just, again, it gets back to two things with that is near and dear to the CTF heart. Waste and accountability. They are wasting your money, and in their own words, they promised committee that they would be better, they would do better, they would work harder at this, that they would be accountable. They're not being accountable either. Did we have any more details on this, or do you want me to get around to our next global affairs issue we've got going on here?
Yeah, shift gears.
Okay, so while the government likes to spend your money jetting around the world, that's not all. Canadian taxpayers actually own a shocking amount of real estate, dirt around the planet. And these are not just, you know, official embassies that we must maintain in super important allied capitals. No, no. It includes vacant land. So who wants to lead this one off with our real estate portfolio that we get to pay for?
Yeah, I can jump in on this. So I'm sure most of our viewers, our listeners, they'll remember the controversy over Tom Clark's condo in New York. So this is the Consul General of New York. They bought him a $9 million luxury condo in New York when they already had a home for him to stay in the city. So this kicked up a controversy, but it got us curious. Okay, if they're dropping $9 million on a condo in New York, what else? What other properties are they buying? So we filed an access to information request and we got back the entire real estate portfolio for Global Affairs Canada. And you said it's a shocking number of properties. It's more than 400 properties in more than 70 countries around the world. In the past 10 years alone, they have dropped $186 million buying new properties. And some of the details on this are just ridiculous as well. So official residences, like the one they purchased in New York for Tom Clark, $38 million they've spent on official residences in various countries just since 2014. Million-dollar purchases in countries like New Zealand, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago. Since 2015, they bought 23 properties in London alone, all of them serving as staff quarters, and the total bill there was $58 million. But the amount of property in London is absolutely mind-boggling. They own 65 separate properties in London that were purchased for a total of $208 million.
But this why? Why do we own dozens? I can listen. Okay, we're descended from, you know, the UK. I get it. We're founded with a mix of different countries, including, obviously, Great Britain. I understand why we need an embassy, one, and maybe like an official residence if we can't combine the two. We own more than 60 properties.
Yeah, 65 in total. Like I was shocked when I was going through these records, but this was my personal favorite. So in Kabul, in Afghanistan, in late 2018 and late 2019, they purchased three properties there. Total cost was $41 million. Well, I checked the timeline. By the time these properties were purchased, the United States was already in negotiations to pull their troops from the country, which they finally did in 2021. So Canada left, and now we've just abandoned these properties to the Taliban. So taxpayers are out $41 million. Taliban now has new digs over in Afghanistan. And I found this quote from the Globe and Mail when they were still on the ground in 2021. And they said, Islamist militants now guard the former headquarters of Canada's diplomatic mission in the Afghan capital. A couple other ones I'll hit quick. In Kiev, in Ukraine, they bought a chancery in 2017 for $10.2 million. And a chancery is essentially like a fancy office building that's attached to an embassy or a consulate. And then you mentioned, or you kind of hinted at this, vacant land in Senegal. which is a country in West Africa, they purchased vacant land for $12.5 million.
Vacant land. There's
vacant
no
land.
building.
There's no building. Yeah.
Is it like a diamond mine that just hasn't been dug up yet? How do you spend $12 million?
Seriously. That would be way too good of an investment for this government.
Okay. Like, just a second. Like, I'm from the West Coast, okay? In most cases, the real estate there is more expensive than Manhattan. How on earth did we spend $12 million on vacant land in Senegal?
It
Do they give any explanation or justification to this?
No. Okay. No. Like, here's the thing, though, right? Like, and this is like a big part of the picture here, right? Ryan mentioned $38 million in official residences, and that's just the last 10 years alone, this spending. Like, you got like New Zealand, $2.4 million for an official residence in New Zealand. $2.5 million somehow for an official residence in Trinidad and Tobago. $2.5 million. $3.8 million for an official residence in Barbados. Like, okay. Here's the thing, right? Two things. Number one, I guarantee you, outside of like, I don't know, 100 people within the bureaucracy and diplomatic service, Canadians don't even know about this type of spending. No idea. I mean, it's a democracy. We're supposed to know where our money's going. No idea. The only reason we know this is because of our supporters and because of Ryan and his investigative journalism work to dig it up through access to information requests. The second thing I'm going to say, the government... Like, I haven't seen the government respond to this and like provide an explanation as to why we have all these properties. But what I would imagine the government or a defender of the government would say is like, well, you know, we have to do this. We have to have these luxury places all around the world. You know, it's business as usual. That's the problem. That's the problem, that they think it's business as usual and they think it's okay. Right. But like, just because the government's been doing something for so many years, probably decades, it doesn't mean that that's the right thing. And it doesn't mean that's what the government should be doing moving forward. So here's the thing. If the government can't come back to us Canadians and say, this is the concrete value we're getting from having all of this property around the world, including $12 million for vacant land in Senegal, good luck with that. Then we got to sell off some of these properties.
Yeah. Big time. This is, again, it gets back to, it so must be frustrating for you both, because whenever we say something like, you know what, you should probably balance the budget, like yesterday, having a $40 billion deficit, just wait until that fiscal update comes out, folks. Having a $40 billion deficit when, you know, aliens aren't invading is ridiculous. You can't be doing this. Balance your budgets. And the first response always from the defenders of this government are something like, okay, what do you want to cut first? Food to orphans? Or healthcare for grandma? No, how about we not purchase vacant land for $12 million in Senegal? How about we don't buy land in Afghanistan after we have signaled the withdrawal? The Western world has announced it in Newsweek, okay, that we are leaving that country. Maybe don't buy a whole bunch of land there. Just an idea. This is, again, common sense goes to die when it goes to government, it seems. Folks, did you have any other little tidbits for us?
No, I'm getting mad. I'm actually just getting mad.
I need a
timeout. I'm sorry. Like, we started kind of joking, but the more we talk about this waste and how they're spent, like, I'm starting to get frustrated.
I want Doge. We need to come up with our own little mascot. It can be a moose or a bee, I don't care. And we need our own Department of Government Efficiency, and it needs to be clear-eyed, and it needs to make these serious cuts. Because then we can actually balance the budget and maybe start paying down our $1.2 trillion debt, because it's costing taxpayers so much. All right, I need a timeout myself. So folks, if you're listening to this and you want to join the
army, taxpayer pro tip, Chris.
Oh, sorry. Taxpayer I'm so mad pro I'm forgetting tip. Even our format. What's your taxpayer pro tip, Franco?
Okay, so my taxpayer pro tip, I guess, really goes out to every politician across Canada, but especially in Ottawa. But it really goes out to the official opposition, because let's just be real. This government so far has been pretty unwilling to cut down on the extravagance overseas. And like, if you look at the polls, 20 points above the official opposition, and, you know, we're about a decade into the Trudeau government, these types of wins change, right? So My pro tip goes to all politicians, but specifically to any MP in the official opposition benches listening to this right now. If you form government, which the polls show is likely, remember that if you're in government, we're going to keep filing these access to information requests because we don't care which political party is in power. If you waste money, we're going to put you on blast like we're doing today with this almost $1 million trip that Trudeau took to the G7 in Europe. Okay. So just remember that if and when you form government, be careful with what you're buying, especially when you're traveling overseas, because our hound dog Ryan is going to file the ATIPs and we're going to blast it all over the place and everyone's going to know how you spent their money.
Yeah, for sure. I'll just interject quickly. We don't care what color your jersey is. When the previous government spent a bunch of taxpayers' money building a fake lake in cottage country in Ontario, that was a stupid waste of taxpayers' money. And the Taxpayers Federation rightly called it out. So just be on notice. Ryan, what's your taxpayer pro tip?
So mine goes out to whoever in government is organizing these trips. And I guess also to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau himself, because nothing is changing. These costs aren't coming down. And if you can't figure out how to fly to a couple of different countries over the course of 4 days and not spend more on food in those 4 days than what an average Canadian family would spend on groceries over 4 years, then stop taking so many of these trips, because taxpayers are tapped out. And quite frankly, this stuff is infuriating, and it should be. We have, you know, record numbers of Canadians back at home lining up at food banks, and then they're dropping 71 grand on fancy feasts over the course of 4 days on these trips. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's gross. I've got a two-pronged tip, and it's building off of what you just said, Ryan. With a lot of people hurting right now, this is a mom tip, and it's just before Christmas. If you are buying your kids new toys and you're making room in the toy room and stuff with their permission and stuff and getting rid of stuff they're not using anymore, drop it off now. Drop off those toys before Christmas at the thrift shops. Other families will be really glad that you did so instead of waiting until after Santa comes. Okay. Really good pro tip there. Second, it's right here in Alberta, very specific to the government. The Alberta government has opened up consultation. They want people who have ideas about what they want to see in the budget to talk to them. They've opened it up. So head on over to the Alberta government website or just email your MLA. Let them know what your spending priorities are. In particular, I would recommend you urge them to keep their promise to cut your income tax, your provincial income tax, down to 8% for the first 60,000. It was their own promise, and they've asked people what they should do. Hold them to that promise. Folks, if you care about this stuff and you want to join the taxpayer army, head on over to our website, taxpayer.com. Sign the petitions, because then that gets you enlisted onto that taxpayer army fight. So it doesn't matter if you want to defund the CBC or stop the firearms grab or scrap the carbon tax or stop wasteful spending, find those petitions and sign them. And that signs you up, because we are always going to be standing up and being heard for taxpayers.